Pink Slime Cube proudly presents Cloning Around, written and narrated by Richard C. Morgan.
The day had finally arrived. Lucy stood in line. Shoulder to shoulder were about 300 copies of her. Just as nervous, just as stiff, just as well-dressed as her. Navy blue suit and skirt. A feminine necktie. The inspector entered. She was every bit the stereotype of a rough tutor, with her auburn hair pulled back in a tight bun. Behind her trailed a woman who was nearly identical to the 300 girls. They were, after all, her copies. But she was older. She was the 50-something-year-old version of all of them. "What will happen to the ones that I don't choose?" the original woman asked.
"Oh, they will be recycled into hundreds of medical applications. Organ donation, mostly."
Pity.
"Well, you should be proud. These are some of the healthiest replicas we've ever seen."
And so, the two women began the painstaking process of interviewing each girl. Something that took weeks. Then the girls were tested, both with paper and pencil, and track and field. Finally, there was only one who scored highest across all fields. Intellect, sex appeal, physical fitness, learning aptitude, and a host of other rigorously tested and scrutinized areas. The older version drove the younger version of herself home. "What is your name?"
Lucy2354.
"I'm Lucy Maudlin, and from this day forward, I am your mother."
"I don't understand. Why aren't you raising a replica from infancy? I'm biologically 15 years old."
The older Lucy's eyes grew sad as she focused on the road.
"I wasted my life. I had all the potential in the world, but I was more interested in boys and booze and other substances than using my gifts to make a real life for myself. When I heard about the replicant program, I wanted to see a version of me live her best life. And that's what I want to do for you. What's more, I want to give you the love I never had as a young woman. My mother wasn't there for me. So I want to make up that difference with you."
"That's very generous." "Actually, it's very selfish. I'm doing it as much for me as for you. But I need to see that it's possible that someone like me can reach for the stars if they just had the love of a mother."
Older Lucy wiped tears from her eyes with a sniff.
The replicant settled in.
Lucy was living in her childhood home, a miserable but livable place she inherited after her mother's passing. She gave her old bedroom to the replicant. The first few months were promising. But before long, the replicant was drinking, smoking, and boinking. All the funds meant for college were drained. Lucy was furious and went back to the director of the replicant project.
"What's the meaning of this? The best possible version of me is failing at life just like I did."
"All the replicants were tested for their physical and mental fitness, but there were no tests for moral capacity. I don't even know if there's a way to gauge that sort of thing. It appears that you're just a bad person, Mrs. Maudlin."
"I am not,"
she said, and snapped the director's neck.
Hey, real quick. I am going to start branching out into true audio drama. Yeah, really. Even though it's just me, I'm gonna see how many different voices I can do in true audio drama format, you know, that's minimal on narration. Interesting times ahead for Pink Slime Cube! so don't go anywhere. I mean, don't just stay with me, but tell your friends about this show. Give me a like, give me a subscribe, give me a rating, give me a comment, whatever you can do on the platform that lets you listen to this podcast. Because once I can start running ads, all kinds of amazing things are going to start happening. I promise. Thank you. See you soon.